Hello?
Hi, this is Shane Dome. Has he just called me?
Yes, I just received a phone call. My name is Brandy Williams. The message you left said you talked to my sister, Brittany Washington.
Yeah, are you still signing up to work for Renee?
Yes.
So we can get a hold off of Brittany. We never do know if Renee had a session yet and then what's going on, how we could reach her.
My sister probably, she's at work. Maybe she was unavailable.
Can you ask her, maybe?
Yeah, if you give me one moment, let me see if I can get a hold of her. Can you please hold?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, she's not answering.
She's not?
Yeah.
I guess maybe you think she'll call you back when she's available?
I'm not sure. She sent me a text saying so I can't talk right now. So I don't know if she's... Because she's a manager, so I don't know if she's in like a meeting or something, and she's not available. So I don't know. I'm trying to text her to let her know that you're. I'm trying to get in contact with her. What's the name of your agency?
So we're Family First Home Care.
Okay.
And So I connected her with the service coordinator from Keystone because she didn't have the number. And I was able to connect her, and she said that Renee is still in need of, he needs an assessment, which was supposed to be last week Monday. And Brittany said that she will call us back once after the assessment, and we haven't heard back from her. So I'm not sure where it's up to and like we're in the process if they did the assessment and if he has hours approved yet. So we need some more information, and also we need to start onboarding you so you could start working as soon as he's approved for the hours.
Okay. I just sent that to her, all of that to her. So
is it okay if we send you the application first so you could begin the onboarding?
You can send it to me, yeah.
So I cannot send it to you, but I if you want, I could transfer you over to Ruth. She's the intake. She's the coordinator. Is it okay if I transfer you over if she's available?
Because if my sister had already started talking to you guys, I don't know exactly how far, like, it was the conversation. I don't want to, like, step over what she was trying to do because I know she probably has been more in-depth with you guys about this. So I don't know. I just text her to let her know that you guys are trying to get in touch with her. I believe she should be able to, she should respond back to you guys.
So you don't want to start the onboarding?
I can start the onboarding. Yeah, but like I said, I don't know how far I could transfer you over, that would be great. Yeah, you can transfer me then. That's fine.
Okay, let me see if she's available at the moment. Okay, so I'll try and see you over. She's available. Thanks so much, Brian.
Okay, thank you.
Family First, Ruth speaking.
Hi, my name is Brandy Williams. I was just transferred over to you from somebody named Shane.
Oh, yes.
I believe he was talking to my sister, Brittany Washington. But I guess we're trying to get in touch with her. But I know my sister must not be available at the moment. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to text me. But I was trying to call my sister, but too. But she's not available. She's at work. I don't know, you know, exactly what she's doing at the moment. So I left a message about you guys are trying to get in touch with her. And she wanted to transfer until you start the upward process. But see, I don't know exactly what you know, you just stuck with my sister so far, whatever. I don't want to step over what she's doing, you know, without getting back to her giving me the information. So, but she was the person I was speaking to, she was assisting on transferring me over to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So are you Brandy?
Yeah, I am Brandy, yeah.
Oh, hi. Okay, yeah. So you'll be the caregiver, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, your sister had reached out to us, you know, saying that she wants to transfer to our services, to our home care services, and you'll be the caregiver. Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to explain to her the intake process. That's it, you know, just touch base with her. But we can start from your paperwork, you know, since you called me, so that way we can get it started, you know, faster.
Okay,
so let me explain to you how the process works. So, first of all, do you know if hours have been approved yet for Renee?
Yes, it has been.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay. So, what we will need, you know, in order to start the case is that we will need you to be signed up with the paperwork, and then, you know, which is a very easy process. And then the second thing is that we need the authorization from the insurance company. But, you know, we'll deal with that. So as for your paperwork, so I'm going to send you a text message. Is the phone the 0990? Is that phone good for text?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send that to you so you know the application requirements. That way we can go over together. Okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay,
I just sent you a text. You can let me know when you get it.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, good. So as you see, there are four links that you need to complete. So, you know, it's application, direct deposit, NNW for, you know, things like that. Okay. Now we will need a TB test that was done within the last year. Did you get one done yet recently or not?
A TB test?
Yes.
Not recently.
Not recently. Not within the last year.
Yeah. No, not in the last year. No.
Oh, okay. So you will need to get a new one. Do you want us to help you schedule and cover the cost?
How much would it be?
I'm trying to think how much it is. I'm not sure exactly how much that is. I mean, HR would be able to tell you. You know, if you want, you can check if your insurance covers that. But, you know, either way, we can help you schedule it if that's, you know, if that helps.
Okay.
But it's up to you, unless you want to just do it on your own.
I mean, if I do it on my own, then I just have to send you a copy of it, right?
Yeah, so you just have to send us a copy of the results.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing is that, do you think you can get it done, you know, soon, or does your doctor have a long wait time?
How soon do I have to have the paperwork out?
So that really depends on you, how soon you want to start with us. You know, the longer it takes you to get it, the longer it's going to take for you to transfer over to us. So, you know, it's really up to you.
Okay.
Most people I know that call in, you know, they want to just get it going.
Okay. I'm trying to think because I'm still at because I'm trying to see if I put my other stuff. So I'm trying to see if I put my team, so. How long it's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can fill this out right away. I'll just get everything done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem. Okay. So now, besides the TB test, what we will need is IDs. Which form of IDs do you have? You have a picture ID, driver's license, social?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you can send us a picture of your picture ID and your social security card. Okay, just take a picture of it, and you can just reply to my text with a picture.
Okay.
Do you have it with you now, so you can just do it now?
Well, I'm not near my stuff at the moment.
Okay, not a problem. So whenever you get a chance.
Yeah.
So whenever you get a chance, you can just respond to my text with pictures of those.
Okay.
Okay, now for the last thing that we will need, we'll need proof that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. What I say first to check is when your ID was issued. If it was issued more than 2 years ago, then we can use that. If not, it can be expired ID, it can be any bill, bank statement, letter, you know, anything like that that is dated for 2 years back and has your Pennsylvania address or even an old address.
Yeah, I have my current address.
So it doesn't have to be your current address. It has to be any address, you know, it can be any address in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I just need to show that you're a resident of Pennsylvania 2 years ago. Do you think you have anything like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so that's about it.
Okay.
Okay, any questions?
You wouldn't know how much I would be getting. It would have to be based off the hours, right?
So that is based off the hours, yes. How many hours is it? I can find out for you.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how many hours was approved.
Oh, you don't know. Because
like I said, you could, yeah, because you guys have, my sister had more information. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I was,
okay.
Her head, she did.
Mm-hmm.
She's not available.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe, you know, you can either ask her or you can have her call me when she has a chance. Do you think she can text, or that's also not something she can do?
No, I text her, but I don't know. She hasn't responded back to me yet. So
I was just thinking if I should reach out through text. Okay.
Oh, yeah, try to reach out. Yeah, I think you can try to reach out through her to text.
Mm-hmm.
And she should respond back. But like I said,
okay.
I don't know what she's doing because she's at work. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know what, you know.
Yeah, and she
know,
probably works the same hours that were open.
Mm-hmm.
Does she work from 9 to 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if there's going to be a chance for us to talk even then.
Yeah,
you know,
she
unless
does
she
work
responds, yeah, unless she responds to my text, you know, after she leaves work and then I respond tomorrow. So we can do that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but I appreciate you calling me.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, you can just give me a call. Okay, you got my number, the number I texted you from, that's my number.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.